Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf. Cheers, Patzal, Yenishva, Sarabi, Yaakov, Shalom, Aleha, Pas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yume Daf Lam Dalef. The Gemara in the middle of Dalef starts a sugya of the Chamesh Tvilos V'Asor Kedushim, Toivil Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol goes to the mikvah five times, and he does Asor Kedushim, washing his hands and his legs, between every Avodah in Yom Kippurim. And the Gemara, especially next Daf Lam Beis, is going to go through the sources. How do we know that's what the Kohen Gadol does? And the Gemara adds one more thing, that the first tevila Kohen Gadol does is over Shaar HaMayim, and the water that comes to Shaar HaMayim comes from the place called Ein Etam, which is the highest place in Yerushalayim, as Rashi points out, and that's why the water is coming from there. The Gemara does the cheshbon that water was at least 23 amma high in order to reach the place of the mikvah. So, to understand a little bit more what's going on over here, beautiful Avodas Yisrael of the Kashrut Zerov, who says that what's the idea of the Asoro Kedushim, the Chamesh Tevilos of the Kohen Gadol. So he says something which is very Kabbalistic, very deep. We'll try to explain it a little bit. We know the name of Hashem is built from Yud Kei Vov Kei. The first part of the Yud Kei Vov Kei is the part which belongs, so to speak, to above, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Vov Hei is how it appears down in this world. An example to this, and we mentioned this here in the past, is that when Amalek is fighting with Am Yisrael, Shbogu says, Kiyad al Kei Sko, says Rashi, the shame of Hashem is not going to be full until Amalek is destroyed. So while Amalek is in the world, you don't have the full name of Hashem. All you have is Yud Kei, because Yud Kei belongs up above. There Amalek cannot touch. But the way the name appears down in the world, the second part of the name, the Vav and the A, that's what Amalek affects when he's in the world. Therefore, the Vav and the A is erased. So the part which is belongs to the or to above is the Yud and the K, not the Vav and the A. The Vav and the A is the revelation of the name down here by human beings. So says the Kashrut Zerov, that in Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol is elevating himself above what's called an Adam. As it says in the pasuk, "Chol odim lo yibor el moed," no human being can be in el moed. And Chazal tell us, the Yerushalmi that we mentioned here, that even a malach cannot be there. The Kohen Gadol is becoming the highest possible creature in the world. Says David Yisrael, that's the reason, that's the idea of the Asor Kedushim and the five tefilos is connected. The yud connected the Asor Kedushim, and the five connected the five tefilos. Meaning that the Kohen Gadol becomes a Yud Kei only. He belongs to the higher part of the Shem. He doesn't get involved with Vov Kei. He adds more that that's why he brings the Kaf and Machto, because the Kaf has the shape of the letter Vov, and the Machto has the shape of the letter A. He brings that in Kodesh Kadoshim, so to speak, to be Mevatel, to elevate the Vov Kei to above, to the place of Yud Kei, to the place of Hashem. That's the idea of the Asara Kedushim and five Tvilos that we have over here. The elevation of the Kohen Gadol to the highest place. And as the Mefarshim, the Chinuch says, that the idea of the mikvah is that a person completely cancels himself, brings himself back to Toiv Avoyu when it was only water. He does a complete bitul, a cancellation of who he is. And the Kohen Gadol, that's what he does, is Mevatel any Adam that we have. It elevates the concept of Yud and Kei. And with this, we can understand why the Ein Etam is the water where the Kohen Gadol uses. Because, as we know, it says that Rashi brings over here as well, the Beis HaMikdash, David HaMelech thought to build an Ein Etam. Because Baruch told him, don't do it up there, go down and to a lower place, being safe of Shachin. You have to go to a lower place. Why? It has to be in the location which is equivalent to the neck, being safe of, between the shoulders. Not up in the head, but down in the neck. And we explained this here once already. The idea is the Beis HaMikdash needs to be the pipeline that connects Shamayim V'aretz. We want the Beis HaMikdash to be not so high. It needs to be in between, like the neck, which is in between the head and the body. That's what goes on during the year. At Yom Kippurim, we try to connect and elevate ourselves. The Kohen Gadol brings herself to the level of the head. So he connects to Ein Etam. He is toivel in the water of Ein Etam. He's going to the Beis HaMikdash, in the higher place of the Beis HaMikdash, to the place of Kodesh Kadosh that connects the higher place in the world to the high place of Ein Etom, of the head, which is above the shoulders. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shova email list, or what's the group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.